Good day. Welcome to St. Kieran's this morning. So grateful to have you join us. Once again, I'd like to thank Reverend Mike and the leadership for the great opportunity I have of being with you. My name is Kevin O'Donoghue. Today, I want to teach you a Greek word called iliora, and we will come back and I'll give you the full explanation of that. Iliora is a Greek word. The other day, I was outside and I heard my neighbor shouting at her children and saying to them, pay attention. God gave you 2 years. Have you ever heard that expression before? But the one of attention that I really loved was when a teacher shared this with me. I think it was a grade two pupil that she had. And she said simply to the child, if I give you two rabbits plus two rabbits plus two rabbits, what does that equal? And the little girl replied and she said, seven. Said, maybe you didn't hear me correctly. If I gave you two rabbits plus two rabbits plus two rabbits, what do you get? And she said, seven. She then decided to try a different tactic and said, if I give you two apples plus two apples plus two apples, what does that equal? And she said, six. She says, well, then I don't understand. If I give you two rabbits plus two rabbits plus two rabbits, it ends up as seven. But when I give you apples, it ends up in the correct answer of six. So what is the difference? And she said, well, miss, I already have one rabbit at home. So you're giving me six rabbits that make seven. So I just love the fact that she paid attention. Iliora. Well, the easiest way to remember this Greek word is, do you remember Ili the elephant? And it came out in about 1956. And I can remember a simple rhyme that was said. He is terribly big and he is terribly fat. He has no fingers, he has no toes, but goodness gracious, what a nose. To Bombay, a traveling circus came and brought an intelligent elephant called Ili. So let's go back to Psalm 27 and let's have a look at this together. The background simply is David was in exile. He was running away from King Saul at that time. It was a tumultuous time in David's life. The Psalm of David before he was anointed. Now in Psalm 27, in the psalm, as you read it, you will see that he has confidence in God. Secondly, he has hard times or goes into the doldrums. Thirdly, his solution to the hard times is to pray, and then ends off again, just reminding himself of his confidence in God, and it's never shaken. So let's read Psalm 27, 1 to 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. I just love those first three words. So what does Iliora mean? Well, it simply means in Hebrew, the Lord is my light. Isn't that beautiful? And I want you to remember that word, Iliora, spelled E-L-I-O-R-A. I believe it's also a girl's name, but just remember that, Iliora, the Lord is my light. Martin Lloyd-Jones said something very interesting. He tells that most often people begin with their problems, and then they move to the Lord. However, Christians ought to follow the psalmist's example and begin with God and who he is, and then move to their problems. So let's go back to Iliora. The Lord is my light. I just love John 8:12 says, God speaking, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. It's funny, you know, at night, darkness usually accentuates our fears. In Psalm 38 says, weeping may enjoy through the night, but joy comes in the morning. 1 John 1:5 says, God is light, and him then is no darkness. The second part of that verse simply says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, or the Lord is my light and salvation, or deliverance, or rescue. It might interest you to know that the same root word for Jesus is the same root word as salvation. The word salvation is Yeshua in Hebrew. Of course, we know that the Hebrew words for Jesus is Yeshua, and you will can literally translate this simply as, the Lord is my light and my Yeshua. The complete Hebrew Bible says it this way, and I just love the way it refers to it. Jesus, also known as Adonai, as I mention this to you. Adonai, and this is what it says, Adonai is my light and salvation. Whom do I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Isn't that beautiful, the way it says it in that Bible? The next one I want you to jump to is verse 4, and says simply this, One thing I ask of the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. One thing I ask of the Lord, this only do I seek. It's very powerful the way David puts that, one thing. And I want to ask you the question, what one thing would you ask of the Lord? I decided to sit down and jot down a few things that I would ask of the Lord. And I guess I ended up with 38 things. For example, one thing, we recently had a grandchild that was born, and unfortunately, in America, so it's a long way away. And one thing I would love to do is to hold her. So what would the one thing be in your side? Jesus himself takes this word one thing, and he challenges some folk. Do you remember the story of Mary and Martha? Mary and Martha. Martha works and goes to Jesus and complains to him about Mary, her sister. And Jesus replies classic. He simply says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. And there's another time with the rich young ruler, and Jesus says to him, you shall not commit murder or adultery or steal, etc., etc. And the young ruler returns to him and says, Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth. Looking at him, Jesus showed him love, and he says to him, One thing you lack. In the case of Mary and Martha, Jesus says there is one thing needed, and that was simply that Mary was sitting at his feet and Martha needed to do that as well. And the other one is with the rich young ruler lacking. Sometimes, folk, things in our lives become more important than who Jesus is. And so he challenged him in this particular case on materialism. David, on the other side, says, One thing I ask of the Lord. He asks the Lord and he says simply, do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And then he says something beautiful, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And then he goes into his doldrums, and I'm not going to read them to you. You can read it yourself. But then in the midst of him sharing his doldrums, in verse 8, he suddenly says these words, My heart says of you, seek his face. Your law, your face, Lord, I will seek. My heart says, it's interesting that sometimes our head and heart don't seem to always click together. And in this dark patch of life, he reminds himself to seek the face of the Lord. Now, prayer, I don't know whether he reminded himself simply of his introduction where he says, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and of whom shall I be afraid? It's lovely, and my mother had a war scrapbook. She followed her brother as he was going through the war in North Africa and into Italy. And there was a caption in this old scrapbook which simply said, In London in World War II, there was a bombardment of bombs, and the people were scared. And this is the caption that was on the church door, and put it this way, If your knees knock, kneel on them. I loved it. F.B. Meyer says, The greatest tragedy of life is not unanswered prayer, it's unoffered prayer. How many times have you caught yourself in the heart of a battle and you go, I don't even pray yet, or bounce this thing off God yet? It's amazing how often that happens. But I want to go to the last two verses, and the confidence is simply this. I remain confident of this. I will seek the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Folk, go back to my topic. Elilora, which means simply, the Lord is my light. No matter what happens, no matter what you're going through life, in darkness, remember Elilora. The Lord is my light. The Lord is your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you that your word is so beautiful. Psalm 27 is such a lovely scripture where he starts off and he says, the Lord is my light, he's my salvation, and the Lord is my stronghold. And so today, I pray for every person that no matter what they're going through, that you will constantly remind us as we seek your face, that you are our light, that you are our salvation, and that you are our fortress or our stronghold. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And may you have a blessed week ahead. God bless. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.